flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Ohio State strikes quickly from 45 yards.
Back to Sam and Greg.
Live from the College Football Playoff Fan Central at the Georgia World Congress Center.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Monday, 20th day of January. Happy MLK holiday. We are at Fan Central, the playoff Fan Central, getting ready for tonight's national championship game between Notre Dame and Ohio State. And we have just got a show that is packed with people. We're going to take you around the sports world, but obviously focusing on tonight's game, the events around the city of Atlanta, and just the disbelief that we have had over the last, I don't know how long you've been talking about college basketball, and just the disbelief of how the SEC is just running amok this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's about the best way to put it.
They are doing it. They are doing it big time.
And maybe people go, huh, hang on a second. And then you said something that was funny. Shout out to our own David Archer.
Yeah. Iowa State has climbed up to number 2 in most of the polls. The Fighting Dave Archers,
They were making noise in the playoff, college football, and now here they are. Listen, man, listen.
You watch out for the Fighting Dave Archers, man.
I can't remember, though, where is Iowa State, though, what the city it's in.
Ames,
Iowa?
Is it Ames?
I don't know.
Or Iowa City.
We have to go look.
Okay.
I've been in the Quad Cities before.
Okay.
They had a big time. Anyway.
And he's going to get us for that.
He is. He really is.
He'll get us for that.
Well, somebody will tell him because he's right now. Can't blame him either. Can't blame him. Is our guest ready to join us?
Hope so. He is. You know what? We talk college basketball. Always great to have Tim Scarborough. He joins us now on this MLK Monday, which is also big for basketball around the area. Tim, welcome to you.
And we apologize to you because Tim likes to sleep in too.
I know it.
You know I always get up early for you guys, don't you? You're my boy.
All right. Listen, man, we're getting ready for this day. You want to get your football pick out of the way before we talk college basketball?
Wow. You know what? I'm torn. You know, I have family and friends in Ohio State. You say OH, they say IO, you know, but, you know, something about Coach Freeman that I love. And, you know, he's the first black coach to make it this far in NCAA college football. So, you know, I'm kind of torn. I like both teams. I kind of think Ohio State's better, but that doesn't mean they'll win this game. You know what I'm saying? So it should be a great game, though. And Atlanta is very lucky year after year to be able to host such great football events.
Yep. I mean, how'd you like the 12-team playoff? Is it too many? Not enough? You feel like they had more teams?
I like the number of teams. The formatting may have been a little unusual in terms of some of the teams that got byes that weren't as good as the teams that had to play the week before. Both Ohio State and Notre Dame, I believe, played in the first week. So, you know, the teams that got byes all ended up getting beat. So, 1 year is not a big enough sample size to know whether you think it works or not. There were some flaws in it. But I think we got two very good teams in the championship. Ohio State certainly deserves it. The thing I like about it is that now, instead of when you take a loss in October, your whole entire season is blown up. Now you get retribution. You know, Ohio State lost to Michigan. Ordinarily, that would automatically be disqualifying in terms of you didn't win your Big Ten. You lost to your rival. You probably won't make the playoffs. I mean, it happened to Georgia last year, right?
Right.
When they were in the college football SEC championship here in Atlanta, and their only loss was to Alabama, and all of a sudden they're on the outside looking in, and you're like, that's not right. I mean, I don't know what is fair, but I know it's not fair for that team to not be in it, right? So I think having that number of teams you ensure that every team that's championship worthy gets a chance. But, yeah, they'll probably get tweaked again.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. All right, I have a theory about college basketball right now and what we're witnessing. And if I had to sort of let it make sense in my head, I believe what we're watching is an extension of what we just got through talking about, what's going on in college football, because that landscape has changed. We talked about the teams that were part of the 12-team playoff, some you didn't expect. But we know that players now are gravitating toward places that aren't the traditional locations, and they're going there for different reasons, the NIL and blah, blah, blah. We go all into that. But what we're watching in college basketball is, and it got me thinking about, what is Bruce Pearl doing so well this year that he hasn't? Now he's made some noise in the past, but I just believe this person, much like, and I said this to Sam earlier, he's kind of like college basketball's Jim Harbaugh in a way. He's quirky, he does these things off, but somehow he connects with these players and these teams that we find in the top 10. I believe with the players that they have are going to these non-traditional locations because of the coaching staff, because of the money that's there. It's just a little bit different than our grandfathers and our fathers' college basketball. I mean, I ain't thought of Marquette, who's sitting there at number 7 right now, since Al McGuire and Billy Packer and what's his name, Dick Enberg, were calling games, and Doc Rivers was playing there.
So you just gonna skip the D Wade era, okay?
Yeah, I did. I'm saying, but I haven't thought about them since then. So that's just my thought of. And that's just me, but how do you describe what we're seeing as far as these powers on college basketball that aren't the same as years past?
So, first of all, you're old.
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Right? I'm with you. I'm right there with you. There is the talent pool is vast. There are a lot of really good, talented individuals that you can no longer stockpile the best players at these schools. Now, I've covered mid-majors for 25 years. So I understood back then that there are some really good players that America doesn't know, that I see on a night in and night out basis. Some of those players are now ending up at the Power Five. You take Jahni Broome, for example. I know he's hurt at Auburn, and I believe he's coming back, tweaked his ankle a few weeks ago. At Auburn, hasn't missed a beat, even though he's a National Player of the Year candidate. Well, I remember Jahni Broome when he was a freshman at Morehead University in Kentucky. And he's, I believe he got 2 Freshman of the Year awards, because he won Freshman of the Year, and then he came back in the COVID year, and he was qualified as a freshman again. He was the best player in that league both years. So, you know, those are the kind of guys that are ending up at Auburn and Ole Miss and Tennessee and some of these teams that haven't been near the top of the SEC because it's been dominated by Florida in past and certainly Kentucky. So some of that is just so many good players. The other thing is what you mentioned, the transfer portal is so rich with talent that you can almost pick and choose and shape your team the way you want it. You know, what do I need? I need a 6'9". Power forward that can shoot and step out and set screens and still rebound and block shots. Okay, there's 30 kids like that in the portal now. Go get one. You know, and when you have NIL money to do so, it becomes easier. But the problem now is more about retention. You know, yeah. John Calipari years ago knew he wasn't going to have his team. He knew he had to recruit a new team because the rest of all his stars would go to the NBA after one season. Now, that's not necessarily happening. The kids are just going in the transfer portal to get more money at the end of the season. So the coaches who can retain their players are the ones that are going to continue to be successful or try to do the John Calipari model and rebuild it from scratch every year. My guy at Auburn, Bruce Pearl, who I consider one of the top coaches in the country and always have considered him that, He has retained some of his players. So he's got a nice mix of retention plus a couple of kids that you can plop in there, plug and play, and be successful. But they're a really good team. They're going to contend for a national championship. You know, they were in the Final Four a few years ago, and they were in the Elite Eight and the year Virginia won in 2019 and had them beat. Actually, that was the Final Four. Had them beat and they got a chance to go to the championship. But it's not for a 4-point play in the corner by Kyle Guy. You know, that they ended up maybe winning the national championship that year. So, but yeah, I agree with what you're saying, Greg. We're both old. What I heard was we're both old.
You ain't got to keep calling me that. I know I'm old, man. You ain't got to be checking my birth certificate. I can have a good memory from when I was six.
Yeah. For folks, we're spending time with
there.
Tim.
The memory's still there.
We're spending time with Tim Scarborough. And he is social. You can find him at TimScar20, at TimScar20. Before we let you go quickly, I got a little bit of time here. Talk a bit about Georgia, because Georgia took Auburn down to the wire Saturday. And the Stedman has become a home field advantage. It has become a weapon for this Georgia basketball team that Mike White has put together.
Mike White's a really good coach. I used to cover Conference USA when he was at Louisiana Tech. And I've had a lot of good talks with that guy. He was young then. He's still, you know, he's not as old as me and Greg. Sorry, Greg. Sorry, buddy. But you know, he's really a guy that is going to get the job done, in my opinion, at Georgia. And you wonder. I mean, Georgia's got resources. They have a rich talent pool in terms of the state of Georgia and high school kids. And you know, I left shaking my scratching my head, was wondering why Tom Crean didn't get it done there. So I'm really not surprised that Georgia is finally turning things around with Mike White. But yeah, he's got some really good players. I mean, Asa Newell is a stud. You know, he's a really good 3-point shooter. He shoots 57% from the field. And when you get kids like that, you know, and remember Tom Crean has some really good talent. So it doesn't just take talent to win, but you know, that's a start. You got to get me some kids that can play, and then you coach them up. And I really like what the SEC is doing in general, a really good conference this year. So, yeah, I'm not really surprised that Georgia played that well against Auburn. They probably should have won the game, to be honest. So, yeah, they're going to be a real factor come March.
Yeah,
all right. We this is great. That, huh? No, I'm looking forward to bringing Tim on again. Next time I'll have a corner man with me because I mean, I've been cut like a middleweight over here.
Cut me, Mick.
Yeah, he's like,
cut me, Mick.
Really?
Cut me, Mick.
Where's Angelo? Where's Angelo?
I'm all about those Rocky references.
Oh, man. That's all right.
We need the fight doctor.
That's what it is. His team won.
Birdie Pacheco.
Ever since he got Saquon up there, he got a little, you know, hitch in his thing. Anyway, no. We're going to try and get you on a little later now that we're in the college basketball season, but we appreciate you always when you get up early.
We really do.
And join the show.
Yes, sir.
Kidding aside.
All good. Yeah, man. You guys are great. You do a great job.
You keep messing with me like that. You keep me in check. I don't mind that at all. Don't mind that at all, man. Tim, listen tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day today,
man. Fly, Eagles, fly.
There you go.
There we go.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg here.